Welcome to a special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, General Manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWVFM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney, helping me produce Drive Time this afternoon. Hello, Gino.
Hello.
I'd like to take a look and thank our sponsors for Drive Time tonight, the law offices of Cooper, Cargill, and Chant, and Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants. And now I'd like to invite our very special guest. He's been on with us before, but things have been changing, and he's going to give us a little update. Welcome Congressman Chris Pappas back to the program.
Thanks very much. It's great to join you today.
Excellent to have you on again. So we'll get started into some questions and see where we go. Let's talk about, we'll start with Memorial Day this past weekend. What did that look like for you as we continue to practice social distancing?
Well, I know, New Hampshire and communities across our state have Memorial Day traditions. And unfortunately, those had to be modified this year. So while, typically we'll see parades, we'll see wreath layings. A lot of that, couldn't happen in person as it usually does. I was able to get by the Veterans Home at Tilton from outside the facility, hear a bagpiper play some songs for the veterans who were out on the balcony, as well as taps. I know there were some virtual events going on as well for Memorial Day. And really, we've got to make sure that we certainly pay honor and tribute to all those who have laid down their lives throughout our nation's history that allow us to be able to live with freedom, with peace and prosperity today. So I hope that was top of mind for folks, and I'm sure that it was throughout the past weekend. Memorial Day also typically signifies the beginning of the summer season. We all know that will look a little bit different given the COVID-19 pandemic. So hopefully as folks get out there, they can continue to maintain social distancing, to wear their masks. It's really important that we all take our personal responsibility seriously and make sure that we're all doing our part to prevent a resurgence that some predict could happen later in the summer or into the fall.
That's correct. Yeah, and obviously there was some traffic in New Hampshire up here in the White Mountains. We did see an increase in traffic, but nothing like we normally would. So it definitely was a little different for sure.
I think that was the experience across the state. So, hopefully folks are getting the message that, if they're visiting, we'd like them to, self-quarantine for 14 days. We hope that as the reopening commission talks about how we can safely reopen, lodging, eating establishments in our state, we'll do so in as safe a fashion as possible.
Now, how do you feel that things are moving forward as we address the COVID pandemic right now?
What was that? I'm sorry, you cut out for a second.
Oh, sorry. How do you feel things are moving forward as we address the COVID pandemic right now?
There have been some improvements in testing capacity in New Hampshire, which is absolutely crucial, especially for those hot spots, our nursing homes, our long-term care facilities, making sure that our frontline workers are safe. We're going to continue to need significant testing resources moving forward to keep folks safe. We're going to have a regular testing regimen at these facilities, to make sure that we're not seeing the types of numbers that we have seen over the last couple months. So I think there have been some positive developments, but more work needs to be done to sustain and grow that effort. And I think New Hampshire has been coming together in significant ways to make sure that our small businesses are getting the assistance that they need, that our workers are getting the help that they deserve. We've had a record number of folks filing for unemployment benefits. We hope that's going to be temporary, but it's going to take some work to make sure that folks can continue to get connected to job opportunities that are out there, to get back to the jobs that they knew before this pandemic. In addition, making sure that our small businesses can weather the storm has been top of mind for me. We've been doing some significant work on that in Washington, but it was great to see a recent announcement that there's a state fund of $400 million that small businesses can apply for. It's the Main Street Assistance Fund run through the Department of Revenue, and there's an initial application that small businesses can file before May 29th, to get access to that $400 million fund to support our Main Street businesses. So that's really significant, too. So I think that, you know, folks at all levels of government, local, county, state, federal, have been identifying ways that, you know, priorities and issues that need to be addressed. And I think there's a good collaborative spirit that we've been able to maintain throughout the last couple months.
Now, if someone wants to find out more about the Main Street Fund and apply for that, I believe the deadline is Friday, correct, the 29th? How do they...
And a good resource would be to go to the state website at nh.gov, and there's information right on the homepage about how to file that initial form. It just takes a couple of minutes. There are just a few questions. And then the state hopes to get the money out in June, so there's going to be a pretty quick turnaround time on this, because we know the need is really urgent for some of these small businesses that have really been dealt a curveball here. This is nothing that anyone plans for, and when you run a business, especially a Main Street business, you know, even in good times, things are real tough. So we want to make sure that folks can get access to that funding that came through with the CARES Act that we passed a couple months ago. And so we would urge people to sign up.
Now, how do you feel the federal response is developing around everything?
Well, I think, you know, we have been, in my estimation, set back by the lack of an aggressive early response. And I think we saw that in a number of respects, be it the testing or also the personal protective equipment. But, you know, we have more work to do, clearly, on those fronts. You know, we passed another piece of legislation 2 weeks ago in the House, and we're hoping to get some additional support out there for our cities, towns, counties, and states that are really hurting right now, and we're really concerned about the long-term implications of a loss of tax revenue. You know, we all know the vital services that are provided by state and local governments. We've got to make sure that there's no interruption, especially during this pandemic, in police, fire, EMS, education, all the things that make our communities go and are so critical, especially in a time of crisis. So the HEROES Act was passed through the House a couple weeks ago, would provide significant support, about $1.5 billion for communities of all sizes in New Hampshire. That would go a long way toward replacing that lost revenue to make sure there's no disruption in these critical services moving forward. So, in addition to, you know, some of the things I've mentioned, small business support, direct support to individuals and families, we've got to make sure that that's a piece that's part of the next package that Congress passes. So hopefully we'll see another bipartisan consensus begin to develop. That's how we've gotten a number of bills through these last few months, and really that's the only way to get the job done. And hopefully, you know, folks will hear the call of their constituents who really understand the sustained effort that we need to address this situation.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true with the first, the HEROES Act, the first responders and the hospitals and the towns. Obviously, everything is costing more because of the inconvenience, and these entities are taking in less. So
the dynamic that we're seeing all across New Hampshire, you know, we've heard from counties as well as towns and cities that are seeing this problem, the state's seeing it as well, and its revenue that has been dropping off. And you think of, like, the rooms and meals tax, you know, business taxes that aren't going to be coming in as predicted. So that forces government to make some bad choices, either to raise taxes, which you can't do at a time like this when people are hurting economically, or to cut critical services. And not only would a cut in services, you know, result in a disruption to community members, but it also would, you know, result in a decrease in jobs. And that's nothing, you know, we can abide by at this point in time. And that's why, you know, some additional direct support that can be flexed to deal with this revenue situation is really imperative.
Yeah, it's really good news, and a lot of the stuff has come out, and like you said, some of it is happening very fast, and it's good to know that, and I think it's been very helpful for people for sure. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that's maybe getting overlooked right now, but the 2002 census, and maybe address why that's so important that people go online and complete that census.
So So it's not too late. You know, a census is done once every 10 years, and so it's time for the 2020 census. And what we've been hearing from participation across New Hampshire is that response rates are a little bit low in Carroll County. So it's never, you know, too late, or it still isn't too late, to get online and submit your form or to do so by telephone. You can go online at 2020census.gov. That's 2020census.gov to make sure that you answer a few quick questions and complete your federal census. There's also a telephone number that's on the website, too, if you'd like to do it by phone. You can also mail back the paper questionnaire that was probably sent to your home as well. This is important for a number of reasons, not just you know, for drawing political boundaries, but it's really essential for so many different government programs to determine how those dollars are allocated. And, you know, that's so important to all parts of our state, particularly northern New Hampshire. So we want to make sure that everyone fills out that census form and gets it in soon so that we can ensure everyone's counted.
Yeah, absolutely. In the like you said, if people don't fill it out, and again, this goes right to Carroll County as we're sitting here now, you know, basically services and money isn't distributed as well as it should be or could be if people are more aggressive getting that census information.
Looking easy, and so we hope that folks get out there and do it. I know we've had some concern about, you know, traditional outreach efforts that have been somewhat disrupted or look a little bit different because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So, you know, help spread the word and get the message out. We want to make sure everyone in Carroll County is counted as part of the 2020 census.
That's great. Do you have any final thoughts as we move on this evening?
Well, just to thank everyone for everything that, you know, they've been doing through this really tough time period. You know, I hope you're finding ways to, you know, safely, you know, get outside to enjoy some time with your families, and that you're looking forward to, you know, whatever appropriate summer activities you can be doing at this point in time. But, you know, there's still a long road ahead, and we're not going to flip a switch and go back to life as we do it before this pandemic. We're all going to have to continue to do our part, and I think it's really incredible to see the way that the people of New Hampshire continue to pull together. So wish everyone all the best and hope people stay safe.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Congressman Pappas, and thanks for all that all the great work you're doing. It's definitely been noticeable and appreciated, and we really, really thank you for that.
Thanks for your time. Yeah, all nice being on with you.
Great. Have a great evening.
That was Congressman Chris Pappas, and we want to thank him for our time for speaking with us this evening. Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors of this program, that is Cooper Cargill Chant and Leone McDonald and Roberts. And I'd also like to remind you that all previous episodes of Drive Time can be found on our websites. That's WMWV.com and ConwayMagic.com. For now, this is Gino Devaney and Greg Frizzell signing off. This has been Drive Time.